Last night, another closely watched political figure made a TV appearance. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf gave his first interview since last month's assassination of Benazir Bhutto. He told CBS's 60 Minutes that Bhutto took too many risks and is responsible for her own death. Inside Pakistan, many accuse Musharraf and members of his government of involvement in her killing. The White House continues to support him. NPR's Jackie Northam examines why.
Over the past few years, since it became apparent that President Musharraf planned to hold on to power, he has lurched from one crisis to another, increasingly losing support of the Pakistani public and causing concern in the international community. Throughout this time, the Bush administration has stood rock steady behind Musharraf. Just last week, while political turmoil raged across Pakistan, President Bush once again called Musharraf an ally of the U.S. Christine Fair is a South Asian specialist at the RAND Corporation.
The Bush administration really sees Musharraf in the sort of terms that are standard for the Bush administration, which is he's a good guy, he's the right man, he's the best thing we have in terms of an ally in the war on terrorism. Now, Musharraf is clearly not the best person, and increasingly, he is very much part of the problem.
Despite the Bush administration's support, there are growing calls, both within and beyond Pakistan's borders, for Musharraf to step down, including one by the International Crisis Group, a nonpartisan international monitoring organization. Robert Templer, the ICG's Asia Program Director, says Musharraf is a threat to Pakistan's stability.
What we've seen, particularly in the past 6 months, is that Musharraf has systematically undermined institutions such as the judiciary, the media, political parties. This is not a man who's really looking for democracy. He's someone who's looking to cement his personal power in place.
Templer says Washington's seemingly unquestioning support for Musharraf could backfire and cost the U.S. what little goodwill it has left with the people of Pakistan.
It's to do with what they see as an enormous hypocrisy of America pretending to support democracy around the world while simultaneously doing everything in its power to prop up a military dictatorship in Pakistan.
But Dr. George Friedman, the CEO of Stratfor, a global intelligence company, says the U.S. doesn't have much choice when it comes to dealing with Musharraf, especially when he was the Army Chief of Staff. Friedman says the U.S. needs the help and cooperation of Pakistan's army, however limited that help is, for the war in neighboring Afghanistan and to help contain al-Qaeda and Taliban militants in Pakistan. Friedman says it's critical the U.S. maintains its relationship with Pakistan's military, even if that means dealing with Musharraf.
I think the U.S. policy is not really pro-Musharraf nearly as much as it is pro-army, in the sense that we really need them. The Americans can live with anyone in the army who emerges in power.
Friedman says he suspects the Bush administration would be happy for Musharraf to quietly leave the scene and be replaced by another general. But Friedman says the White House would only alienate or annoy the Pakistan military by calling for Musharraf to resign or by trying to play one individual off another. Because, Friedman says, so far there are no signs the army wants Musharraf gone.
My view is that while there are a lot of calls for the resignation of Musharraf, the Army has made no decision on this, and when the Army makes a decision, it will do so in order to have as orderly a transition as possible.
But RAND Corporation analyst Fair says even if the U.S. continues to back Musharraf, it must also be seen to support Pakistan's civil society and institutions.
For example, the Supreme Court, the Election Commission. We should be working with the political parties. We should be working with the Lawyers Guild, with the Pakistan Human Rights Commission.
Fair says the U.S. needs to make up for lost time now, in the lead-up to the February 18th parliamentary elections. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.